And 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. I hope everyone enjoyed a healthy, safe, and joyous holiday season. This last update of 2021 is a summary of some key issues and events of the past year. In January, Joe Biden was inaugurated president. President Joe Biden, as senator and vice president, has demonstrated a strong commitment to foreign relationships and believes in the important global role of the United States. As proof, his administration's budget request for fiscal year 2022 contained the largest increase to the regular international affairs budget in over a decade and a $6.6 billion, that's 12%, increase compared to the non-emergency enacted level of 2021. The final budget is still working its way through Congress. President Biden followed through on a decision by the previous administration to end the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. The withdrawal was painful, with loss of life suffered by U.S. military personnel and Afghanistan military, police, and civilians. Since the departure of the United States and NATO troops, the situation in Afghanistan has remained horrible. Famine and hunger is impacting large portions of the population, and the fiscal position of the government is worse than precarious. The need for foreign assistance remains, but the United States and most Western donors are reluctant to fund any effort that will benefit Taliban rule. The issue of the year was and still is the coronavirus pandemic. The United States and most of the developed world are battling the Omicron variant and their own populations that refuse to mask or vaccinate. For the poorest countries, the critical issue is lack of vaccines. The international program COVAX was created to be a multi-billion dollar alliance of international health bodies and nonprofits that would ensure through sheer buying power that poor countries received vaccines as quickly as the rich. Unfortunately, but not surprisingly, COVAX has struggled to acquire sufficient quantity of vaccines, leaving these countries unprotected as variants to the coronavirus continue to mutate. Let's remember, the current strain Omicron was first detected in South Africa and quickly spread globally. We need to get serious about vaccinating the globe. Omicron sadly demonstrates that a country cannot wall itself off against spread from unvaccinated places. The United States returned to the Paris Climate Change Agreement and was a strong participant in this year's Climate Change Summit. President Biden hoped to demonstrate that the world can count on the United States to lead in confronting this global existential threat. There was good news from the World Health Organization, which announced a rollout of an anti-malaria vaccine. This dreaded disease killed 400,000 people, mainly children, in sub-Saharan Africa in 2019 alone. The USAID administrator position under Ambassador Powell will be elevated to the National Security Council, reflecting the critical role that development and humanitarian work must play in achieving U.S. foreign policy and national security objectives. It formalizes the elevation of development alongside defense and diplomacy as the three legs of American influence abroad. And finally, we again note the deaths of former Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, Senators John Warner, Republican of Virginia, Johnny Isaacson, Republican of Georgia, and Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. All were longtime champions of America's leadership in the world. That's a wrap for 2021. We look forward to 2022.